It feels good. It's a great award to have, but obviously I wasn't the only guy on that D-line. If it wasn't for Gino and Mike doing what they're doing, I wouldn't have the opportunities that I would have had. And we kind of feel like it's like opportunity or chance, because with the three guys that we have at any given time, they could beat me there or I could beat them there. So fortunate enough for me, it was me this week, so I ain't mad at that, but now I want the month.
You have a game like that. Does the thought even cross your mind on the flight back that, hey, I could be up for this award?
No, I did not think about it. Who brought it up? One of the guys did say something. No, somebody tweeted it to me. And to me, I was like, if I would have blocked those two kicks that I missed, then I definitely would have had it. But with just two sacks, I didn't think that I was going to win it.
Which two kicks?
The first field goal, the 3 points they had, and then the extra point right after they not the extra point, but two field goals that they had. The first one, and then there was another one. And I came through, and I don't know how I missed it. It either went through my hands, or I don't know what happened. But they made it.
Did it graze the fingertips at all, or did you miss it?
No, the first one, it must have went like right through my arms, and the other one, he missed it. But I didn't block it. But I was there. And I feel like if I would have blocked those, I definitely would have had it. But, hey, I still won it. I'm glad. And it's a humbling award to accept on behalf of my D-line.
How much do you want to see Carlos an award like this as a starting point for you and just keep taking off from here, keep building on it, and keep hitting guys like Romo Moore?
I'm use that as a foundation. I mean, it's like scratching the surface for something that I want to do, ideally, as one of my personal goals. But as a unit, I feel like it's a reflection of our D-line, because obviously we have the guys that we have and everybody's getting to the quarterback. I mean, this week, fortunately, it was me. But if you look at the other games, Gino's been back there multiple times, pressuring him, sometimes forcing him to me, and Mike doing the same, or vice versa. We all just working in tandem, and I feel like that's starting to pick up as the season. Because we didn't start off the season the way we wanted to, but we've gotten better each week, and I feel like it's displaying on film.
Do you feel that it is the defensive line that's made a difference since what was going on earlier in the season? Because the D's really turned around. You look at the NFL rankings, you guys are moving up the charts.
You can say that we've stepped it up, but I feel like we stepped it up as a unit, because we've been stopping the run pretty good these last few weeks. So that's been forcing teams to throw the ball more on us. And with the dynamic pass rushers that we have, that gives us more opportunities. So that, I feel like that's another reason why we've been performing as well as we have, but we obviously want to keep building on that and got to stop the run first to make them pass.
You go up against an offense that's got some pretty good weapons this week, the Cowboys. I mean, the tight end, you look at the wide receivers, you look at the quarterback, he's kind of a Houdini.
Yeah, they have great talent. Just like San Diego, they have dynamic players who can make big plays, and it's our job to keep them from making those big plays and limit the big plays. And they have a good run game as well. But all their running backs can hit home runs if you give them an opportunity or give them a chance to get rolling. And we don't want to do that. We want to keep playing as sound the defense as we have been. And just got to stop the run. That way we can get back there and go after them.
How many times do you guys want to hit Romo on Sunday as a defense?
As many times as we can. I don't want to put a number on it because I obviously want to hit him every time, every play. And usually it's about 65 plays in a game. So I guess you could say that.
And Mark Murray, they get him back at running back. He was big for him last year. What does he do for their offense getting him back?
He's a great running back. Like I said, he's one of those running backs that if you give him open space or let him get in his rhythm, he can be one of those big yardage guys. I know he's been having a good season already, yards per carry wise, but we wanna hurt his stats right now. So the rest of us, we don't wanna let him get any yards. If he gets one, we want him to get hit in the backfield and have to work for it.
This team comes in as a highly publicized team, obviously America's team. Does that guys make you motivate to play harder and maybe go after Romo a little bit harder?
Our motivation, our goal right now is that this team is in the way of what we want to do. And in order for us to get to where we want to be, we have to win this game right in front of us, which is Dallas. And it's a home game, so we wouldn't rather it anywhere else. And we're going to take full advantage of it and do what we can to get this win.
What do you need to do to be the kind of player you think you can be?
Continue to get better each week. I've been That's one of the goals that I've been doing, like studying a lot more on the things that I did wrong. Because, I mean, I was fortunate enough to get two sacks that you guys were talking about. But there was three of them where I got a hand on them that I didn't get them down. So that's what my focus, like the two kicks that I missed. So just hounding in on those and capitalizing on all the plays. Because, I mean, if you have two sacks and you have 50 bad plays, that doesn't mean anything to me. So that's just been my goal.